Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The 20th annual Denim & Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim & Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. Well, it's been an interesting year for wheat producers across the country. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says even through all the struggles, the wheat crop was really good this year.
All in all for Oklahoma, 115 million bushel crop, 39 bushel average, 2.9 million acres harvested this year. Certainly one of our better crops that we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years. You know, our 10-year average is running around 100 million bushels. So we came in stronger in this region. We were able to take some of the benefits of that based on the price in the marketplace of what producers have been offered. Certainly right now, I think producers on edge a little bit about what this next year is coming in with input cost and making management decisions at a time where we are in significant drought conditions. Hopeful maybe that we will still get moisture later this winter in January and February at the time when it's really needed for the crop. Hopefully that we will come in maybe strong this coming year again. Certainly just kind of an interesting time for U.S. wheat overall with the severe drought that we had seen in the Pacific Northwest and the northern U.S. That impacted prices. Also, loss of yield in Canada and the EU and the Russian markets this past year also has impacted prices. So it has allowed us to be in a good spot for the marketing of this past crop that we had. And I think producers had certainly taken those opportunities. But I think that there still is concern on the horizon just about where we are headed with input cost and inflation cost of what it's going to take to make these operations work here in the next year or two.
Schulte said he was pleased with what the final numbers showed us.
Yes, I mean, we had the highest test weights we had seen ever in my tenure at the commission, which is, 12 years now. So we had 63, 64-pound averages. So it wasn't uncommon for us to have test weights 66 pounds in the southern parts of Oklahoma as well as in northern. Certainly, we saw really good qualities overall in southern and central Oklahoma because the producers were just able to get the crop out in a more timely manner once they were able to get into the fields. Mm-hmm. Harvest did have its challenges of getting this crop out. It certainly was an unusual harvest from that standpoint of producers trying to get in the field and then having rains come in. And, there was always this concern, are we going to have sprout damage? Are we going to have lower test weights? Are we going to be impacted? We did see lower test weights in areas of northern Oklahoma because producers really did struggle as the wheat was ready to get into the field in those regions. But overall, for the average of the state, the overall quality was really exceptional.
To hear more from Mike Schulte at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as the One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's the One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.